You're listening to Stranger Than. My name is Rachel Nam, and this is a McGill Daily and CKUT collaboration. The words you're about to hear are written by Veg Literary Magazine editor Jen Jesmer and the voice, Adam Finley.
I just make it in as the doors are closing. Green Line, McGill Metro, headed towards Angrignon, early evening Friday. There's an empty seat, and I sit down, the last row facing the back of the car, my backpack in my lap. You're in the corner with a woman, and she's swaying back and forth. Her raspy narrative drifts louder and softer, combed over by the rumble of the subway heels. I can't tell if she's drunk or just angry, but she's telling you a story, and it's her voice that catches my attention. I don't catch much of what she's saying, but she either wants to fuck that bitch up, or she already has. I wonder if she's ever slept in the metro. I wonder if tonight you'll sleep with her somewhere else. Your right arm blocks her, you're holding on to the silver handrail, and your body is stocky, a wall from between her and the rest of the metro riders. I wonder to myself why I immediately trust you, why I assume that you love her. You're wearing big black work boots under dark jeans with a black zip hoodie. I can't tell whether you're late 20s or early 30s, she's probably slightly younger. I see a paper-bagged bottle shoved into the side pocket of your dirty backpack. You've long, dark, tangled hair tied up in a low ponytail under a black baseball cap, and you haven't shaved in a few days. You're listening to her recount the story of her bloody finger, the only one on her left hand that doesn't look particularly feminine. From here, I can see the dried blood pooling around her cuticle. You examine it for a minute, letting go of the handrail. I wonder if the train will lurch forward at that moment, pushing you into her, your head bashing into the back window of the metro car. But it doesn't. You let go of her hand and grab the handrail again. Her volume level rises as she continues angrily recounting the altercation. You're not silent as she speaks, but I can't make out your few replies, only the undercurrents of what might be frustration, but isn't quite impatience. As the train slows down, I hear you ask the woman whether she thinks you'll make it to the Orange Line. Across Lien Elgrue, the train to Montmorency has just landed and the passengers are exiting. You swear loudly, your left hand making a gesture of frustration. Your face glares, inches away from the closed door of our car. As it opens, you deftly maneuver through the few oncoming passengers, but you look back to make sure she's gotten out as well. As I walk away, I see that she's sat down, and frustration has left both of your faces. You're standing next to her seat, and you point to a station on the other side of the mountain. You trace the colored lines from where you are. She laughs. You take your backpack off and you put it on the ground next to your feet. She leans back to look at you. The doors close.